Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, and welcome to the rogue, the infamous, the legendary Von Wehhunt Show. Epic episode 125 tonight, with tonight's show theme, the arrest of President Trump. The start date of October 20th, 2022. Of course, we do not want President Trump arrested. We wish him well on our show, but we know there are many nefarious forces out there in Radio Land that do want to see ill will come to him and his family in New York. Well, big show again tonight for you all. So glad you're here tonight. As always, we'll talk about a lot of things on the show tonight. As I tell you each week, we are a world at war. The Barbarian is here. This is Barbarian Talk Radio for the American people. Now, on this show, we will speak the truth wherever we find it, rest assured. I'm on Gab if you want to reach me on the internet. I've got a big Gab page there, as well as other stations, of course. You want to call the show tonight after the monologue? It's 563-999-3437. New callers get in first in line. But if you don't stand and deliver, I will famously cut you off at the knees. And you can write me at the show or Blog Talk Radio or VonWehhuntShow@gmail.com. We do appreciate your cards and letters, if you care to opine. Well, as I said on Gab this past week, my alter ego is as the head of VirtueCon Industries, as played by Hollywood actor Robert Wagner in the Austin Powers movies, with the eye patch and the black turtleneck and the blazer. What's your alter ego, America? I've got several. It's one of many. Well, getting to the business at hand tonight is a lot of that. Our tradition here in America is one of revolution. And our land is where tyrants come to die. And all the violent migrants right now in the company should be rounded up at once. But yet we let them scurry about criminal records. And they want you vaxxed, Mr. and Mrs. America, but they let nobody get the shot pouring over the border. It's okay for you. It's not okay for them. Which tells me right away the vax is a bunch of BS. If it was that serious or that deadly, they would be vaccinating all the illegal aliens coming into the country, rest assured. And oh yes, my friends, as we look at the border situation in our nation, it is going to get very bad in the future. I would love to tell you that everything will be peachy king. There will be a chicken in every pot, full employment, plenty of fat plenty of cash for everybody, like the fatted calf. Everyone's happy. Everyone's living well, living to their fullest potential in America. But if I told you that, I'd be lying to you. And I'll never lie to you on the show. We will temper the good with the bad. This is still, in many ways, as I've told you, one of the best places in the world to live, even with all of our faults, all of our problems, which are mounting by the day. What you hear from my show is that we can be so much greater, so much better. We want a better nation, better government, but you better prepare now for the inevitable. Because this trip that we're on, this yellow brick road, this trajectory is unsustainable. No country has ever sustained long-term millions and millions of people pouring over the border, all military-age men from third-world countries, violent in most cases to begin with. This clown show ain't over, folks, by a long shot. I'm Von Wehunt, your Generation X host. We welcome all boomers, Generation Z, millennials, on the Paul Revere on the radio to warn you as a patriot of freedom. This is what I found this week. I thought you'd like to hear it. It's about your dreams for the individual. Well, this government stuff is raging out of control. We're up against some massive problems, big midterms, big presidential election. You still got to focus on your dreams throughout all this crapola going around. Don't let them tell you you're too proud or your dreams are too big. They tell you that you should humble yourself and temper your dreams. Remember that everything you see today in the world at some point in time started from a wild dream. At the same time, wild dreams sound very dangerous to some people. The people who have no vision, the people who can't see further from what's in front of them. They can't see the forest for the trees. So I say, go for your dreams. At some point, that's all we may have. We all want a better world that our Father in heaven promised all of his children. But never forget, we are what they fear, an armed population that is totally awake and that can't unsee all their lies. And we had President Trump a few years back. Now we have Biden, creepy old Joe Biden, threatening nuclear war. We're trying to with the bear of Russia. So I don't know about you, Mr. and Mrs. America, but I strongly prefer a president's, quote, mean tweets over nuclear Armageddon any day of the week. But that's just me. How do you feel? You like flirting with disaster? And don't say it will never happen. The same people who said that are in Ukraine. The Russians will never invade. We have a democracy, by God. We've got some NATO paperwork pending. We've got the UN. While the Russians piled troops and materials day after day, and I was watching them, I'm going, they're going in. Our show accurately predicted the invasion of Ukraine. While the whole world said it would never happen, they were wrong, we were right. There's no way they're spending all those millions of rubles to not go in. So never say never in life. You know, if you go up to Northern Arizona, if you talk to the Hopi Indians, other tribes, they talk about these times in their oral history. And they will tell you that this world's about to end. That this world could be ending. We're going into a new world. But first, this world must be destroyed. The Hopi prophecies, old Indian folklore of the Southwest, they've talked about these times in many, many of their prophecies. Your stories for the shaman dancing around the campfire for millennia. Well, I think they're right. We are living in very dangerous but interesting times. I believe that we are witnessing in real time the deep state cabal being exposed. But right now we can't see it. We're too deep into it. But eventually they will be destroyed. Things take time, effort, and money in life. And Rome wasn't built in a day. It was built by brick by brick. Now many believe that we live in the Matrix. Talked to many astrophysicists, to ancient astronaut theory, to theologians. They believe that the entire universe is just one big computer game, one big computer animation and simulation game. But I ask, what if it were true? Many say that is why our world will never repair itself. That there could be hundreds of planet Earth video game players, if you will, on planet X, many light years away with many competing players. This is why we never seem to have a grip or a grasp on this world. There's never a firm grip on this world. Because it is a simulation, they say, with many competing players, with many competing agendas. It's a circus, scripted entertainment. Who knows? Reality, I believe, is what you make of it. You make your own heaven or hell on this earth. Life will give you enough problems. Don't make any more of your own. My best advice to everyone. But in this world, it seems like the real power remains with these globalist Luciferian overlords. Well, all that's going on, we've got people in this country who want to censor you. Well, I don't. Strongly believe that our people have a right to express themselves, even if it offends someone else's, God forbid, Democrat Marxist ideology. Oh, yes, and we are the storm. The patron saint of the Von Wien Show is St. Michael the Archangel, and his sword is mighty. We have many listeners all over the nation and around the world. We appreciate you all. We've got people tuning in from all walks of life. Well, I got this message this past week from a friend of mine called the Ancient Pagan. He writes, "I intend to be around the folk and old and make me happy and celebrate the old ways of life. And of the old paths, the third world does not concern me and never will. What I'm saying is that I'm a serious soul." Von Wehunt, carry on. Words by Ancient Pagan. I like that. Well, we look at our country where the criminals are running the legal system. I watch in disbelief every day the things that I see. These are the things that were predicted 30, 40 some odd years ago. It's amazing what's going on out there. We've got money for Ukraine, other kinds of foreign aid, for all other countries. It's always America last for the Democrats in power, but we can't even feed our own people while Biden inflation is running rampant. Always money for Ukraine, always money for other countries. There's always money for Israel. There's always money for other programs, for Haiti, that godforsaken place. You know, they have never recovered since they rioted. I hate to say it, it's true. They've never recovered after rioting against the white plantations back in the day. That's a fact, and I love facts. They've always been just the scourge of the Caribbean. The world is so effed up right now on so many fronts. It's just amazing, isn't it? And I told you before, I believe the world's headed for a great reckoning someday. But I do not believe it will go the way the elites have planned for it. I never imagined I would live to see the world and people in such bad shape overall. That's why they all want to come to America. We cannot take in the world. Can't do it. Sorry. Stores closed. Come back in 10 years, maybe. But we're letting them in. We've even got well-meaning governors and mayors that are shipping them deeper and deeper and deeper into the interior. And from there, they scatter like rats. Or they're put up posh hotels at taxpayer expense. Fluff and fold, laundry service, Xbox and video games, while the country starves and pay $6 to $7 a gallon for gas. Just wonderful. Unbelievable. Well, I firmly believe that what's going on right now in this country goes beyond the natural and involves the spiritual. Has to. Now, we don't claim to be a holy roller on this show. Many radio disc jockeys do claim that, and that's their game, not mine. We are guilty as charged on this show. We're not trying to be overly pious. Many radio talk show hosts will tell you they have a right-hand seat there next to Jesus himself. Well, maybe we're not that bold in that category. We will take our liberties as we find them. Other shows do what they hide them. And you can't get on other shows, by the way, if you try. Many of you have. They'll cut you off at the knees at the first sign of any controversy, God forbid. Well, I thought we had freedom of speech in this country. We fought wars over that. But God forbid if you use the wrong speech. I told you before, I believe you have a right to express yourself, even if it does offend, for example, a school or college, if it offends their Democrat Marxist philosophy. God forbid. It's okay in America to be a socialist or communist or Marxist. You're going to fit right in. And that's what they want for the new America. They want this whole country to go blue. They want everyone to kowtow and succumb to the Democrat and Marxist philosophy. Now, right now, we are one small accident away, or one mistake away from nuclear warfare. People that really track this say we're 1 minute to midnight. Midnight meaning full-blown nuclear war. A lot of these things you'll never hear in the mainstream press because the West keeps pushing Russia, and we are pushing them, into a corner. Now, they'll say it's Russia's aggression. Sure, it is. It's always a two-way street. But my thing is, don't throw gasoline on the fire, boys. Don't make the fire worse, and don't exacerbate it either. America's playing a very deadly, dangerous game. Got to be very, very careful here. Nuclear war and Armageddon, I will remind you, has been threatened against us by our enemies almost daily. Are you ready to enter the radio octagon, America? Back to the monologue, we will see you on the battlefield, my friends. And I know you all have a lot to say about that. We need to stop pretending in America that invaders to America will just magically share, by osmosis, I guess, your political views, and they'll support what's good for you and your family and the nation. Stop. Just stop it. Stop playing this mental game. They are not like you. They will never be like you. And they are not from here. They'll never be from here. And that's just a fact, America. It is the fact that they are replacing your culture, your politics, your jobs, and your heritage, and your European culture, as I said. Misplaced sympathy for your invaders and destroyers is pure political and cultural and national suicide, in my book. And if you are playing that game, you are a traitor in my book. You are letting them in, and you're smiling while you're doing it. Well, screw you. It's not how this country was formed. It's not how it's going to go down. All you're doing is you're making the cleanup worse in the future. There's no way we can survive this. I told you before, if you're not getting ready, you're not paying attention. Talked to a guy this past week in Georgia, undisclosed location. Let's just say he's up in the mountains with his militia friends. Goes into town once in a while. He's sitting on 100,000 rounds of ammunition. 100,000 rounds. And his fellow ranchers up there, somewhere, it's a big state, I'm not exactly sure where, wink, wink, nod, nod, are sitting on tens of thousands of bullets, ammo, because they know what's coming. They know. I agree with them. We would love to dodge that curveball, but it's coming at us, folks. We had more Venezuelan migrants arrive at the southern Texas-Mexico border, Badlands, I call them. This level of immigration, invasion, is not sustainable. Folks, so prepare accordingly. Hate to say it, but this will not end or bode well for America. The third world proxy army of young military-age men keeps pouring into our streets. There'll be total mayhem, potentially, at a future point in time, which will be the end result. And then it may be game on. Well, this is our church meeting every Thursday night. Welcome to church. Love that, the spaghetti western. You know, Clint Eastwood, he was riding his horse, was called the man with no name. Well, that's the patriots in America. You're the men with no name, hiding behind every blade of grass. Yes, it's true. Admiral Yamamoto said that of the Imperial Japanese Navy. We'll never invade the Americas, he said. United States, because there's too many patriots. Too many damn deplorables with guns. That's what he told the Japanese high command prior to Pearl Harbor. It was bad enough back then. People are a lot more awake today, and they have a lot more today. Well, on Monday night, I couldn't reach all of you, and some of you could get in and some of you couldn't. One of those things where I had the ability to go live on this platform. We had an emergency special broadcast of the Von Wiehan Show, and real sorry some of you couldn't make it, but we tried to muster the troops. But I wanted to hit the airwaves with some very interesting intel that could definitely affect all of us and the nation directly. There's a lot of weird things that have been going on, a lot of weird rumors. It's probably speculation. Could be conspiracy theory, could be conjecture, but there are some things that have effervesced, as shall we say, bubbled up to the surface, that there's a wild rumor that the Department of Justice, along with the Marine Corps contingent, possibly U.S. Marshals, will try to arrest President Trump before the midterms, or if not then, definitely before the presidential cycle kicks in gear. And we've talked about this before on my show. We've talked about the leftist political fantasy that they have of arresting Trump. I've told you this before. This could go down. We hope it does not ever go down. But they want him to be dragged out from the CNN cameras in chains. They would love nothing more to do that, and I believe if they went that far, they would also try to arrest his sons, his whole family, in fact, like the Romanovs, pre-Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. They would arrest the whole family for collusion. The whole family was in the White House. Don't put anything past these people. Don't put anything past them whatsoever. Did you think Biden was going to win a few years ago? Farthest thing from your mind, right? Well, he's there. Did you think that they would lock people up from the January 6th Trump rally, which went to the Capitol, which did turn pretty crazy. But did you think he'd still be in jail? A year and a half later, no trial. The rights stripped away. Did you think that Putin would invade Ukraine? One thing I've learned about life is that oftentimes what you think will never happen does happen. So I'm a contrarian thinker by trade. So brace for impact, America. Brace for impact. Well, we had on that show, we had here Overlord and American Scotch who chimed in. It was a one-hour show. I didn't want to belabor the point too much, just sort of get it out there. The hope is that if we get it out there, that it won't happen. But I would love to be proved wrong, because I can take it. But oftentimes when you bring these things up, it foils your plan. So we think this could be the October surprise, America. My premise of that broadcast was that if President Trump was arrested by the deep state, then I think you could expect a violent blowback, or at the very least, some severe civil unrest in the country. Well, folks, we've got a lot of callers tonight. It's going to be a great show. We're so glad that you're all here tonight. We're going to have a lot of good times, some great calls, great conjecture, some good music. But do pray for the country. It needs a lot of prayers right now. As I told you before, the nation is sick. It's on life support. And we, my friends, are the doctors.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that you incite. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freak daddy. Great society. Supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the youthful mind that it denies.
love that song. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. And with that, let's get to EMP in Louisiana. We got a lot of folks who are lined up here. EMP, you're live on the Von Ween Show. How are you doing tonight, sir?
You know, you're right. How you doing tonight? Well, you're right.
Hey, doing good, man.
Hey, you're right about these guys. They would love nothing more than to have him arrested and have and arrest his whole family. You know?
Yes, like the Romanovs of mighty Russia. They'd love that.
Right.
Arrest them all. One fell swoop.
Yeah, they see that, you know, that Don Jr. and possibly Eric have possible futures in politics, and they don't want that to happen because they saw what one
Trump
did.
Right.
You know, they saw what one Trump did. And look, this reminds me of the whole thing. There's a line from the Terminator 2 Judgment Day movie. It's called No Fate. It says the future's not set. There's no fate but which we make for ourselves. They think these control freaks think that they can control us to the point that they can get their desired result, right? And the desired result is Trump and his entire family and his entire sphere, including guys like Steve Bannon and people like that, up the river, you know?
Yeah. I mean, EP, haven't they made this the statement a million times? They go, there is no way Trump or his family, key phrase, will ever have the reins of power again. They will never get in the Oval Office again. They have said that 1,000 times, and I take them at their word. They mean that. No matter what, they got to steal, cheat, lie, murder, whatever. They'll do it to prevent that from happening.
Right. But again, this is this thing is, again, they don't want him to have power, but how many of his guys that he has endorsed look like that they got out of their thing, and they look like they're going to win their offices, the people that he's endorsed? You tell me that's not power. If the majority of the people that he's endorsed in these elections end up winning their elections. That's power. That's he's still in control of the Republican Party. That's
right.
That's people wanted him to start a new party, but that's not what he went for. He went for getting control of the Republican Party, and that was a smart move. And you can't accuse Donald Trump of being a dummy. You know.
I agree. Smart guy. He's his own worst enemy. That doesn't mean he's not smart, but he does step in some things that are avoidable, put it that way, that I would move around, but everyone's different, right? So we each have our strengths and weaknesses. In life, you want to have more strengths than weaknesses, put it that way. EMP, what are your final thoughts about that, man, into America tonight?
Oh, man, you know, these people think they're in control. They think they're in control. That's all this is about, is
right.
Control. They seem that one part of the Uniparty, as some people have liked to call it, has lost control, you know, and that's the thing. They cannot lose control of any part of the Uniparty or else things might change, right? Things might change in a big way. If that's control, it's all about control. It's all about control.
Damn right it is. And we want to welcome Eddie, who's listening in Phoenix tonight. Eddie's a patriot, longtime friend, so he's out there. Eddie, we love you, man. EMP, thank you, man, for the call and great points, as always, from Louisiana. I know you're down there with the bunker. You're ready for Putin to launch the Satan 2 missile, right?
The problem
may happen, man. Be ready.
The problem for me is we got a Democrat for a governor, an idiot Democrat, but hey, what can you do? You know?
I know. I know, man. EMP, have a great night. Thanks so much, buddy. Great call. Let's get to American Scotch. We got the Gladiator on, Gunslinger, others, Irish Pirate. American Scotch, how you doing, man? Welcome to the
good
show,
evening,
my friend.
Thank
good
you,
evening.
Sean, thank you. Yeah, good to talk to you, and I'll keep it short. I know you got a lot of callers, but, yeah, it was great talking with you Monday night. And, you know,
yes.
We're still just in a way, we're still in a holding pattern, aren't we? You know, at this point, you know, we had a little bit of news kind of out just in the last couple of hours. I posted it. I can't verify it. But John Kennedy, Senator of Louisiana, may have confronted Chris Wray of the FBI directly that he was in receipt of a bribe from Hunter Biden. So let's see where this leads. We don't know. We don't know if this is going to start some sort of an avalanche. You know, we keep hearing these things, but we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. So, you know, other than that, it's just, you know, same old same as far as watching Putin and Biden just get his ass kicked and playing chess with Vladimir Putin. You know,
right.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Oh,
so,
he walks right into it. Right into a trap.
He sure did. He sure did. So, you know, and there was more word what you and Overlord were talking about the other night that another potential false flag, you know, there's more saber rattling coming from sections of our government that are wanting to start off a war by, you know, launching nukes, setting off a nuke somewhere to blame on Russia and to get their war. You know, this is what they're destined to do is get their
right.
War. The American public doesn't want it, but, of course, this one half of 1% of this ruling class that all follows the same religion, we know who we're talking about, are all saying the same thing, and they're all wanting the same thing. They're even saying we got to go bomb Iran now to really solve
oh, of course.
The problem.
We have to,
Ukraine.
Right?
Of course, does that make sense? There you go. Right. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
That makes sense.
Nice.
Makes all the sense
nice.
In the world.
Nice touch, boys, in the military. This recon-
yep.
Nice touch there. Some more bomb contract orders for you, huh? Let's bomb
yep. Exactly.
Bolivia next. Why not? Let's bomb Venezuela. They're all they all went communist.
Yep. How about Mongolia? We'll just go ahead and just play you know, chess and checkers all across the globe.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
While we're
it's
at it, let's just bomb freaking China and just get it over with. Just bomb them back to the Genghis Khan era.
Yep. Let's just take on both of the two biggest superpowers on the planet.
Sure.
Themselves and see what happens. Right. You know, yeah.
Crazy.
But, you know, but Biden enjoys his ice cream. So that's the main thing. You know, this guy is just stuffing his head into a, you know, a double scoop of Baskin Robbins as many times as he can. And he thinks he's leading the free world, leading the free world right into a toilet. Unbelievable.
You know, I posted a lot of photographs on Gab, as you saw, with Biden going to ice cream parlors. It's amazing. Every time he's out, they stop at an ice cream parlor somewhere to give him a double scoop of nothing. The guy's so dense. And he's got to be part cyborg, man, because you would think he'd have a brain freeze by now. He eats those ice cream cones faster than anybody. Now, when you were a kid, you had a brain freeze, right? Hurts like hell.
Yeah.
This guy's impervious to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's...
are there any wires hanging out from the back of his head? I'm serious.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
Biden, the cyborg president.
Seriously. That's your medical proof. There's no brain there. Just the fact that he could chomp
right.
down on ice cream like that.
Oh, damn
yeah.
ice cream. God.
He's impervious to fucking brain freeze. What an idiot, man. What an idiot. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well,
so,
we'll see what happens, and I really appreciate you being there on the emergency broadcast. I know a lot of folks, it was sort of a spontaneous thing. We wanted to get some information out fast, and you, me, and Contra Radio were there. Others were there in spirit. But we had a good chat. And to me, it almost has to happen at some point, or there will be some kind of a weird attempt at it, because they just done their congressional hearings. They closed the books on it. They told the nation it's a criminal referral to the DOJ on prime time, right? Cameras are rolling. It's a criminal referral. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
Exactly. Yep. And I was just curious. You said you've only had a number, one other time you did an emergency broadcast, and I think I missed the event. What was the other event that you actually had an emergency broadcast? I was just curious.
I had a one way back in the KFNX days where I was able to do an emergency broadcast there over Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
that one
okay.
was about, I believe it was about North Korea launching missiles in China. So.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Kim Jong-un.
I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Little Kim.
That was when
little,
those missiles were being launched almost daily.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Poor Japan. If they're not getting it from North Korea, they're having their nuclear reactors exploding, you know? So it's just it's unbelievable.
Right.
Those poor people, man. They just get it coming
I know.
Going. Coming and going.
Don't
oh,
eat the fish
God.
Over there. Fukushima fish. Glows
oh,
in the
no,
dark.
No.
Watch out.
Just like on Simpsons. They got three eyeballs like on Simpsons.
So. American Scotch, I love talking to you, man. On a gab, we have a great time. Appreciate
you.
Have a great night up there in beautiful Wyoming.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Good deal there. Good deal. Yeah, let's get to the Gladiator, North Phoenix, was compound. How you doing, my friend?
Good, man. What's happening?
God, the world's on fire. In
no,
fuego.
Man.
But we're here,
yeah.
Holding down the fort.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
You know, hey, the best thing that happened to me all week was I went to put gas in my car. And I ended up paying $5.49 for premium gasoline. And regular gasoline was $5.09. And to me, I'm hoping that before Election Day, I'll end up paying $6 for premium. And regular will be $5.49 here in Phoenix, Arizona. Because then I know around the country, it'll be $5 a gallon average. Because we run about 50 cents higher for regular gas than most of the country. California
right.
runs about a dollar higher, right? So
right.
then I know that at the ballot box, all those independents and middle-of-the-road people who aren't registered Democrats, they're independents in the middle,
mm-hmm.
they're going to – they're going to vote Republican because they won't stand for the bad economy. And here's – Ronald Reagan said it in the 80s. Going for his second term, he answered one reporter's question. We said,
mm-hmm.
how do you know you're going to win? And remember, he crushed
right.
Dukakis. I mean, it was a frick.
He did.
The biggest landslide ever in political history.
Yeah.
For any
that was
election.
Awesome to watch.
Yeah,
I remember
it
that.
It was 99% of the country voted for Reagan, 1% voted for Dukakis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, it was, and who voted in 1983, November, the first Tuesday in November 1983, one of the only people that voted, well, I'm going to think three people voted for Dukakis. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, right?
That's about it.
Yeah. So he answered
yeah.
the question to the reporter. He answered the question to the reporter exactly like this. Word for word, look it up. About the economy, stupid.
That's right.
Because the economy was booming after his first term.
It was.
Just like it was almost equivalent, except Donald Trump's was a little better. After his first, you know, full first three years, right through 2019, Donald Trump had a faster rise because he did it from January 2017 to December 2019, which is, you know, on the calendar, you know, 2 years, 10 months. Ronald Reagan's was like 3 years, 8 months, right before the election of his second term. Mm-hmm. But, and now in this downturn, I mean, milk right now here in Phoenix costs more per gallon. A gallon of milk costs more than gas, and gas is already $5 plus. Gallon of milk is $5. Regular gas is like $4.99. Milk is $5.40. A dozen eggs is $3.75. Used to be $1.15. So
right.
My hope is for $5, milk is $7 and gas is $6, because there's no flipping way that the Democrats are holding the House and the Senate in Washington, D.C., or any other state for that flipping matter. Republicans have to own the House and Senate in all the states and in Washington, D.C. We got to put the brakes on this goddamn thing. Because one thing that nobody realizes is this. I had a conversation with a financial advisor today, pretty sharp guy. And we were talking about this, and I said, you know what nobody's paying attention to? Is the fact that the Federal Reserve is printing trillions of dollars that the U.S. government right now, the House and Senate, they're not creating any new bills for this printing of the money. These are bills that passed under every Democrat-run House and Senate for the last 30 years. We're still giving like $100 billion to Russia, $100 billion to Spain, $50 billion to Honduras, $80 billion to Japan. We have all these financial commitments of trillions of dollars that we have to pay interest to the Federal Reserve for. And they're still printing it, which is deflating the U.S. dollar. And that's deflating the U.S. dollar against this massive inflation rate that is just keeps climbing to record highs every month. It's unprecedented. We're breaking records every month, folks. If this was the Guinness Book of World Records, which it basically is for the United States, we would be ripping pages out every day, right? So with that, with the inflation going up, and then the Fed chairman, because remember, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency, folks. It's owned by the wealthy families in America. The top 12 families in America own the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not U.S. government. Powell answers truly to 12 families. We're talking the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies, the Morgans. Okay, those are the ones that own the Fed Reserve. And he is saying, yeah, can't stop it. Got to keep raising rates. So we just had the fastest in 5 months, 3% rise in interest rates. Granted, it was at zero and it's at three now, the prime. But even if it was at seven and went to 10, that would normally take 12, 24, 36 months on a normal shaky economy. We did it in five. We're going to 6%. Powell's already said it. I got to keep going this rate. We're going to go 6% in 10 months. Unprecedented. It's never happened in the history of planet Earth. Not even Julius Caesar could raise rates that high when he was the Roman emperor.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
So you put rising interest rates that nobody can borrow money with, because now to get the money, you're going to have to pay through the wazoo. That's prime. Now you got to add 1, 2, 3% on that when you go to retail, because they got to borrow that money from the Fed, the regional banks. That's 1% out to the retail banks, another 1% out when they kick it out to their partners. And then when you hit the retail, the stores, right, the dealerships, the car dealerships, and you go to buy a mortgage, they're going to add 1, 2, 3, 4 points on that. You're going to be paying 11, 12%. Mark my words. 11, 12%. You'll be paying.
I know.
Be paying
it's
it.
Coming. That's right. It's coming, man. Isn't that scary?
You put that against this thought. the thought should be drop interest rates down to zero again, because then all the companies that manufacture goods, right? All the companies have to borrow money for transportation to fix their supply chain. They got to buy new trucks for a trucker to haul the goods. Now, you know, companies will say, yeah, I can produce a lot more if I can borrow money cheap, and I'll make up the profit on volume, and we can keep the prices low, which would low inflation. And it doesn't matter because it all goes back to the Fed. But the Fed's like, fuck you. We want interest payments. We want profits because they're not a government agency. They're a privatized corporation. It's just that the Fed chairman, you know, what those 12 families, when they set up the Fed, right, after the sinking of the Titanic with the three bankers that was going to stop the Fed, those families are dead. There wasn't a flick in the iceberg, folks. That was a bomb. It went outward. Iceberg.
That's right. Sabotage, baby. Sabotage.
Yeah. So
they sunk that ship on purpose.
They sunk it. Now, all they did was they said, we'll put in your money and you're going to pay us interest. We'll let the President of the United States appoint the Fed chairman, but he does not answer to the President. He makes his own decisions because he talks to our 12 families and we tell him what to flip to do. Now, people, if you don't believe that's the truth, go look it up, okay? That's the reason why interest rates went down to zero under Trump, because he's the only president that took that Federal Reserve, and the one other key thing that was negotiated was that if a president saw fit, he could take the Federal Reserve and pull it underneath control of the U.S. Treasury and let the Treasury Secretary now be in control. And Mnuchin was in control because the first presidential order Donald Trump did on day one was take the Federal Reserve and put it underneath U.S. Treasury and under Mnuchin's control. That made Powell powerless. And then the first presidential order that Joe Biden signed, day one, was taking the Federal Reserve out from underneath the U.S. Treasury, letting them stand alone again, and then $5 trillion of interest was automatically accumulated up for the days, years, and months that they were underneath the Treasury. Now, if you go to zero interest rates, all the money will be borrowed, but the Fed's not going to do it because they don't make any money at zero.
Mm-hmm.
But it would fix the supply chain, fix all the supply of goods, shelves would be full again, products would stay low-priced. Instead, they're forcing the economy up. They're forcing inflation to just skyrocket. We sold 60 billion barrels of oil to Argentina, Russia, Japan, and one other country, I think it was Iran, that we sold 60 billion barrels of oil out of our own reserve for the U.S. And you know what the oil companies in America said? Thank you, Joe Biden, because we had to sell that oil to the country under Trump for a cheap price. Now, we were willing to do it because we were making a lot of money because we were producing oil and selling oil around the country with overflow because we were able to produce everything with all the pipelines, all the shale, all that stuff we were doing under Trump. But you fucking put the brakes on us and we can't do shit. So now when you go to buy those 60 million barrels of oil from us again, because the U.S. government has to buy it from the U.S. producers, we're going to stuff it up your nose and we're going to charge you 84 times the amount that Trump purchased it from us for. So they're happy. For some reason, they thought selling crude oil would bring the price of gas down. It's not like that. That's refined gasoline. Selling crude oil only did was put money into probably the Democratic National Committee, because we didn't see any of that 60 million barrel of oil money. I didn't get a check. Did you get your check?
No check.
I won my reparations check, man. I want my crude oil reparations, right?
Yes. So, where's my effing money?
They sold this out to our enemies, and they destroyed the inflation, destroyed our oil reserve, destroyed interest rates. If they don't If they don't lose the House and Senate, I am literally going to make a 3-year plan to move to Switzerland. That's where I'll be. I'll listen to the show on recording, on Blog Talk. I'm going to be out of here. I would not have any faith in the United States American citizenship if you cannot vote these people down and out for what they just did for you. They just did this to you, America. At the same time, they're letting criminals over the southern border in Arizona. There was a Mexican criminal that got deported under Trump back to Mexico, came in under Biden, raped a 3-year-old girl.
I know, terrible. Heard about that. It's just despicable. Terrible. And I'll be broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, not too far away from you on the Swiss South. I'll be in Bavaria there.
What?
I'm taking over the Eagle's Nest of the Führer. That's where I want to broadcast from one of these days. Be awesome, man. Well, we have to take back America. We have to take back Europa by any means necessary. And I mean that at some point in the future, it may come down to that. Paul, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great night,
man.
Great call.
Everybody have a good night. And remember to vote. First Tuesday in November, vote them out.
Love that. Yes. Vote them out. And don't forget, we have a $31 trillion debt. Well, get a cocktail. Put your crash helmet on. Just a little break here. Be right back.
Surfing and spying.
By the Go-Go's, Surfing and Spying, one of their little sleeper hits there. Well, under the news and conjecture tonight in America, a biological male just won Miss Nevada and will now compete for Miss USA. No joke. So let that sink in, America. The prettiest woman now in Nevada is a dude. If you voted or bet on that in Las Vegas, I guess you lost the bet. Lady Luck is not smiling on you tonight. Boston University creates a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate in lab rats. We could use that strain, so I would put it in the bowels of the Pentagon. But don't make the American people take these stupid experimental vaccines, please. Well, we have really regressed in our society when our main talking point is many medical circles and government circles, are the bugs sustainable? They will ask you. Crazy. And in our Did You Know series tonight, did you know that the first recorded sighting of what we call a UFO was made by the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 10, for those that are interested. Also, American generals this past few weeks were caught working for our adversaries in foreign countries. Can you say Benedict Arnold, America? We live in a country right now where it's okay to throw up a communist fist in anger. It's an ideology that murdered hundreds of millions of people. But damn you to hell if you use, for example, the National Socialist salute, even joking around, that was used in Germany. Well, the children of Generation X are waking up to all this. Unbelievable. They push this communism on these kids. Then they get mad if the white children of the white parents don't want to play along with their Marxist games. They'll call you, you're a domestic terrorist. You're a Nazi. How dare you say and do what you feel? See, as I told you before, the Democrats, the way they think, if you're not for the Democrat Marxist agenda, then you're automatically a Nazi. That is their template for going forward. The fentanyl cartels operating centers are shoving with China fentanyl over the border into our streets. Now, if you have kids, do not let them eat Halloween candy until you first inspect it. There's been a lot of intel if they're trying to kill American kids. No joke. Kids in Canada as well, in Europe, with Halloween festivities. If you're a parent, this is our PSA tonight. Check your kid's candy bag. Fentanyl has already been found in Skittles, Whoppers, a few other candy bags that are out there now. It's not that it's been tainted. I want to make that very clear. But there were a few incidents where people were trying to bring this into our country, and they put it in empty candy boxes. Still, be vigilant. Check your kids' candy. If you've got them, do not let them eat it or even touch it. If they inhale it, it could be deadly. Don't forget that. Well, let's get to the gunslinger. Before we do, we've got a few promos for the Texas gunslinger.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. How you doing tonight? It's Street Live on the Von Wien Show. How you doing, gunslinger?
Well, we're just watching this weather go up and down here. Last night it got up to like 39 degrees and almost 90 today. So it's crazy weather, just like the crazy country, right? Huh? Can I go hand in hand there?
That's your new promo. That's your new promo that I'm going to have before you come on the air. Hope you like it.
I like
it. I've used it before.
I like that. Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's from the movie Django. That's the sheriff. Yeah. That's like you out there going, what do you find people doing in this nice Texas town? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Gunslinger's town and show your ass. God, just see you doing that, man. Classic.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Okay, now with the subject at hand here, President
yes, sir.
Trump. Okay, in my opinion, he's still the legitimate, legally elected president, okay, because we know the Democrats, they cheated, okay? They cheated 100%.
Oh, yeah.
About that across the board, okay? Now,
no doubt.
Okay, let's look at President Trump. He's a man, just like me, just like you. He puts his pants
damn
on
right.
One leg at a time, just like me.
Hope
just
so.
Like you.
Right.
And when I go one step further, then I put my gun on. I put my gun belt on.
Right. Yes.
Now, in 2016 and in 2020, I did not see God on the ballot. Okay? I did not see that thing on the ballot on any one of them. Now, yeah, President Trump, like I said, he's not perfect. None of us is. Okay.
Right.
He's made mistakes. We have. We all made mistakes. No doubt about it. But for the 4 years that he was in the office, the United States was the greatest freaking country on this freaking planet. We was exporting things. We was the military. Everybody in the military loved President Trump. Okay. There was no country that would pull the crap that they're doing right now. That's including Rocket Boy in North Korea. That's including Putin. Okay. Pooty Putin, I like to call him.
Saudi Arabia. Don't forget
Saudi
the Saudis.
Arabia. Yep. Sorry, you got to pull them in there, too.
They
okay.
never cut production if Trump was in power.
Absolutely. So, you know, and gas was less than $2 a gallon. Okay. Go out there and look at it right now. Diesel was. It's what, over $5 now a gallon? Are you kidding me? Did you see the food prices? Did you see the supply chain? Every freaking thing has gone through the freaking roof ever since Senor Poop Pants set his Depends diaper in the oval chair. Okay? I guarantee you it couldn't have been more than 12 hours. And this country started going to hell in a handbasket. Okay?
Yeah.
Prove me wrong. I don't think you can. All right? Because we had 4 years of the greatest, the way the United States is supposed to be, the greatest freaking country in all of history, really. Okay? All right? And then you get this joker, this commie bastard in there, okay, that doesn't even know where he is 99.99% of the time, okay, and people think that this guy's doing a good job. I mean, give me the mean tweet. I'll take that mean tweet here in a while. Just get Trump back in there, or at least somebody like him, or at least somebody that has his values and his moral values, okay, unlike, you know, the Bushy group and butt buddy, you know, Obama. You see what high class fluting them people were, okay? At least there were some class in the White House, okay? Better than a bunch of them in the past, 20 years, 30 years, I guess, somewhere in there. Everything was going good, okay? Everything was going good. Overall, okay, yeah, there was problems, yeah, sure, okay, nothing was perfect, but it was the best freaking 4 years in this freaking history. You've got to be kidding me. Do you have your head up your, you know what, if you couldn't see that, gas prices were down, propane prices were down, everything was down. Now go look at a gallon of freaking propane. It's approaching $4 a gallon. Okay, I'm probably gonna freeze to death this freaking winter, okay, because I heat my house on propane. All right, and whose fault is that? Is it Trump's fault? No. Is it poopy Putin's fault? Well, yeah, but it's mainly the idiot that we got in the White House right now. Okay. Everything can be blamed to him. Now, if they decide to arrest Trump, which I don't think they will, I mean, that would be, wow. That would cause the...
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that? I mean, I could not even...
It's what they want, though. They want They want the right to be compelled to do something. They want to draw us out in the streets.
Well, you know, what did they – that's what they want. I'm surprised it didn't start with when they raided that Mar-a-Lago down there. Okay, you see the kind of crazy, out-of-control government that we have. At least Trump was able to keep the idiots in control, okay, while draining the swamp,
right.
at least trying to drain the swamp, okay? But now that he's out, it's all for free. It's a free, it's free out there. Do what you want. Arrest what you want. I mean, this is the most crazy. This is a third world dictatorship now, okay? Prove me wrong.
I know.
Again, prove me wrong. I don't think you can, okay? I mean, Hitler would be proud of what this country has turned into be, okay, under Senor Poopy Pants, okay, Biden, okay? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Anybody that doesn't have the eyes that can see what's going on in the past 2 years, 24 months, for God's sake, okay, compared to what everything was doing great for 4 years under Trump, okay, needs to leave the country. Get the hell out of my country.
Right.
We don't need you. Okay?
God.
I mean, if you're not for this country, okay, and what it stands for, get the fuck out. Excuse my French. That's what it boils down to, okay? I mean, I can't believe that these people would even support people like that. Just like here in Texas, for example, we call him, you know, I'm all for Abbott, okay? Yeah, he ain't perfect either, okay? But you think old Beatoff is a commie, an anti-American, an anti-gun? Are you kidding
me? That's great.
People at Texas?
Beto's new nickname is Beatoff.
Yeah, right.
Classic.
Well, he's good.
Classic.
Damn corner. Okay.
Actually, I'd rather have Hitler as America's president than Biden right now, to be honest with you. I mean, Biden's so bad. He makes Hitler look and Stalin look good.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Really, Biden's of the same ilk, really, as the Bolshevik communists, you know, the Stalin guys. Central control is what they were all about. Communist control from D.C. D.C.
Absolutely.
Wants to rule everything. And they're incompetent. They're an evil empire. Nobody likes them. So screw them. You know?
Well,
seriously.
Let's see what this is a really interesting deal. Hitler would be proud of Biden. Damn right he'd be proud of him. Okay, Hitler was for gun control, wasn't he? Okay, he took all the guns. Okay.
Well, now that's a whole can of worms that. We, you know, that would take us 2 hours to think. Here's the long and short of it. There were, as we talked about on the show, if you want to find real examples of gun control, everyone says Hitler because he's sexy in the sense that they had the cool Hugo Boss uniforms. The Third Reich was out there. You know, they looked really snappy in their uniforms. I mean that in kind of a historical sense. The people that were for gun control, who really want to take your guns, are the Bolsheviks, the communists. There were people in Germany that owned guns. Hitler did not go door-to-door and grab the guns. He did not. What he did was there were hunting lodges. There was always a lineage of hunting lodges in Germany. But I get what you're saying. But to be accurate about it, there were guns in Germany in private hands. There were many guns in private hands. The way the Germans handled it is pretty smart. If you were caught in the operation of a crime and you were a, quote, criminal, then they would abscond, you know, confiscate your gun then. They did not want criminals having guns. Novel idea, right? We don't do that in America. When you get out of prison, we have a black market and you can buy a gun off the street. You know, in Germany, that would not be allowed. You would not be allowed to get a gun off the street, off the black market. So Stalin was a big gun control guy. Mao Zedong of China was they want no guns in Russia, no guns in China, no guns in Cuba. But people always conflate all those leaders together. So that's the long and short of it. But having said that, just to move on, that's why America's got the Second Amendment. So no matter who's in power, that was our final checkmate to a tyrannical ruler over here, bringing it back home, right? So that's why we have the First Amendment, freedom of speech, Second Amendment, you can own a personal firearm. And so you can own as many as you want. There's no limit to the Second Amendment. If you want to buy 100 rifles, that's your right. These liberals go, well, why do you need 100 rifles? Let's just take that for an example. It's not about what you need, liberal idiot. It's your right. As you can buy 100 cars if you can afford them. You can buy 100 guns if you can afford them. It's your right. It's not about what you need. There are people that have, like Bernie Sanders, he owns 4 or 5 homes. Does the communist Bernie Sanders need 5 homes? No. You can only live in one at a time, right? So put it back on them. Why does John Kerry need all these corporate Lear jets to fly around the world and then lecture us about our carbon footprint? Why does Obama need 4 or 5 mansions? Why does Biden own several homes? See, you my drift, put it back on them. They're the ones that are the elitists. They're the ones that are greedy, always trying to steal your hard-earned money with more and more taxes. The government is greedy, not the American people.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. What's the point that was is that Trump is American. He's pro-American, and he's pro-gun, unlike all these other leaders in history that most of them were not. Okay, maybe there was an exception with Hitler. I don't know. I wasn't there, so thank God I wasn't there. Okay, but we do know for a fact that they have taken guns over there in England. Look at England right now. They're helpless. Look at Australia, okay, the land down under.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. England and those kind of countries who pride themselves on being democracies, they're the ones that won't let you have guns over there. And here it's the Western democracies over there. England's a prime example. No guns allowed. Australia, same thing, no guns. And Lincoln brought up a great point in the chat. This is a fact. It's a fact. Guns were taken during the Weimar German Republic, which was a democracy. When Hitler came to power, he restored much of the gun right in Germany. Now, naturally, everywhere he went, there was extreme tight security. That's why you see him in those open-air convertibles, because the SS made damn sure there was no guns anywhere in that probably 100-mile radius of where their Führer was going to be. But that's history. But what I'm saying is these democracies, it's like a big game about freedom and liberty. But look at what they do. UK, Weimar Germany, Australia, Canada. You can't have guns in under Trudeau. You can't have guns up there. So they're not really a freedom-loving country. And in America, this is what they want. They want to restrict your gun rights. They want their leftist fantasy is to confiscate our guns. Well, I say go for it. Stop talking about it and do it and see what happens. Stupid games win stupid prizes, right?
That's right. Logically speaking. And like I said, you know, Trump is pro-gun. He's pro-gun all the way, all right? Compared to Senor Poopy Pants, he's anti-gun. He take everything, just like Obito.
Right.
You know, when he was trying to run for president, that was a joke. Well, what were the first words out of that idiot's mouth? I'm going to take your guns. Wow, what a way to start off a campaign. Okay, so
I know
right there. There's three things that made this country great on my final statement here. The three G's, God, guns, and guts. That's what made
I agree. I agree, sir. Have a great night. Great, great call, man. Very spirited
and one
discussion.
More thing, and one more thing for the people of Texas. Do not be vote for that beat-off idiot. He's a commie bastard. Abbott's your only logical choice. Have a good night.
I agree, Gunslinger. Yeah, if you vote for Beto, if you live in Texas, or any Democrat candidate who wants to take your guns, you're a political moron. You're a communist. You deserve to lose. You deserve to be deported. Your state's under siege. The last thing you want to do is take away your gun rights to your fellow Texans. You want just the opposite. You want your fellow Texans to be heavily, heavily armed. It's what you want. God, these some people in this country are dense. They'll never get it. But we know what's really going on. Just like Tricky Dick.
Well, it's no great mystery that the Von Weehunt Show is back on the air, going strong. Yes, it's true. And I've been on the side here as I've been busy trying to still locate the tapes and those 18 minutes somewhere of a tape recorder approved by Ralph Nader that didn't work properly. Has anybody seen Yule Gibbons around, or even the cleaning lady? Maybe you help me find or locate these missing tapes anywhere.
And we have some guys that call the show that sound like this.
Hey, I was trying to get through on your caller line there, man. You know, this is the dude, man. And just talking about, you know, current events, man. You know what's going on. Our governors, man, the mayors want us to be couch potatoes, you know, because of the virus, man. I understand that, man. You know, so I just sit out there and smoke a J, you know, and try and be mellow. You know, people have lives and jobs and careers, but you can think of me as Agent Zero from the SOFA Security Administration, man. Yeah, Agent Zero, man. I come without war or violence, you know, like Antifa, man. We don't need no violence or war. You know, peace, man. You know, peace, love, dove, man.
And now the news from ancient Rome.
From the house of Blog Talk Radio, under the protection of Pompey Magnus and Julius Caesar, the Roman Senate is in session tomorrow. Be aware, no dishonor will be tolerated. And now, by order of the Senate, Gaius Julius Caesar has decreed that the Von Weehunt Show must be listened to each Thursday night at 8 p.m. All good Roman citizens are bound by this ruling, and to do the enemies of the show harm, and only if they are able. Those that do not listen to the show will be considered enemies of Rome. Wolf Studio Productions will be supplying the show with great promos as well. The finery of Rome will be on display. No prostitutes. Actors or unclean tradesmen need apply. This is Roman decree for the Von Weehunt Show. A public banquet will be held in his honor by Caesar, and may the odds bless him and his listeners for 1,000 years.
Damn right. Well, New York is getting a dose of Texas border reality. Now, as the New York mayor says, that this level of so-called immigration to New York is, drumroll please, he says it's unsustainable. As the New York City homeless shelter population hits a new record high, New York is the most epic example of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That old city is a joke of a third world city these days. Unbelievable. Twitter, in other news, is fine with Pfizer COVID propaganda. But comic books, of all things, about the U.S. border crisis are not allowed at all to advertise there. We have a new gay, fag, woke military. They now have the nerve and the gall to bitch and whine and worry about their military recruitment goals. Wow. Talk about clueless, man. I'll give you a hint. The word on the street is that A lot of young straight guys don't want to join them anymore. They're joining their local militias instead, as predicted on my show. This nonsense continues, America. We'll have no military at all. While all that's going on, creepy, Joe Biden eats more ice cream while Rome burns. And the Taliban in Afghanistan again mocked and trolled Joe Biden by eating ice cream cones, getting it photographed, and putting it on the internet. So we know this. The Democrat Joe Biden has tons of ice cream in the presidential bunker, case of imminent nuclear war and disaster. I told you before that after Weimar America, we all know, or should know, what comes next. And I say, good luck, kid. The speed at which we've moved towards idiocracy is just mind-boggling and staggering, just amazing. Well, we're so glad everyone's here tonight. Let's get the Irish pirate on, our tech wizard. Now, we need some fun facts from the tech wizard. So those are coming, hopefully. And, well, before he comes on, we'll play this. Welcome to the Von Wien Show. How you doing, sir?
I feel better after that intro. That's for sure.
That's your new theme song, Adam Ant. Stand and deliver.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that came out of the spark of my own brain going like, that's got to be on that show. There's no way. Everybody's standing and delivering. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
We are in the strangest of times.
I don't
know how to explain this, but we've been talking about things like weather modification and preparing for, I mean, what's going on, for example, in Ukraine is more like it's not a war, really. It's more like some sort of strange made-for-TV, kind of like a sitcom, except for it's kind of real, that
right.
We're watching everybody else partake in it, and we're supposed to be, you know, throwing our assets away or something just because those guys are putting on a show, and I don't get it. Well, hold on to your hats because, as Alex Jones liked to say, you know, this time at this stage in the earth going down, I mean, Jesus Christ hasn't shown up yet, and he let things like World War II pass because he figured he'd be able to do something about it. Well,
right.
It's getting really weird now. Here's what's happening. And I'm kind of jealous because Cacao Kelly goes out and she sees things. She says, that's weird.
Yeah.
And it's the stuff that I've been looking into. It's the stuff that, like, for example, she goes out in the morning and no morning in the last, 2 weeks easy, has dropped any lower than 66 degrees here in this area in Arizona.
Right.
And yet she goes out and on the lawn, because we do have a desert tortoise now, we discussed this. So she's checking to see where
yeah.
he's hiding out at.
Huh.
And there's this slush on the ground. Looks like it, she said, I think it snowed. And so she calls me up and she goes, that's really weird. I'm going like, oh, please, please, please tell me you took a picture. And she's like, I didn't think about it at the time. It's like, I am.
No picture.
I've been looking into that. That's the nucleation trick that they've been using to force clouds to give up the ghost. To give up.
Right.
It's artificial water. It's artificial. And what we discussed on this program is that there are patents out there where they're bragging that they can make snow happen at above 50 degrees. And the key word is above because it's higher than that. But the important thing is she witnessed it. She witnessed some sort of nucleation in the clouds that fell and or reacted when it hit the ground. And wow, that would have been really fun, because if something like that happens, Von Weehunt, you know who's going to get it. I'm not going to put it up on some website of my own. I'm giving that thing to you, and you're going to put it up and say,
right,
somebody I know just discovered something really weird. And
yes,
and
I will.
Just let people react to it.
Right.
That wasn't the only one. I want to make sure I get the day right. I think it was Wednesday. I had already heard from Health Ranger. He said, it's kind of funny. The GPS systems went out in Central Texas. And then Cacao Kelly was going to her eye appointment. She goes, the GPS system dropped. And I'm going like, there's got to be a way to like find a way to figure out when that happened, how that happened. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they were practicing again for who knows what. But several
right.
places, and nobody's reporting it except the independent journalists that are out there going, saying, I don't know where all it's going out, but at least it's out here. And it's like, oh, my goodness. That, I mean, that's even better than the blanket we've got. But who knows where all they pulled that off? I mean, my imagination runs amok, but it happened.
Right.
And so somebody somewhere is going to be witness to some of the strangest stuff going on. And all I'm saying is make sure you record it. Make sure people know about it. Because you may
yes.
not be able to explain it today. You may not be able to figure out what that science is, but there are people out there who are very interested in knowing what it is. And they know how to run with it. Many of the patriots out there
like
are scientists,
that.
Especially the ones that are preppers.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn how
oh,
to
yes.
make things work in some other way than what you were told. I mean, the latest
yes,
interview.
Yes, they're amateur. They're
amateur
scientists for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Latest interview that was on with Kate Daly, and who is on there? It wasn't Mikovits. Anyway, one of the frontline doctors that are out there. Was explaining how are you guys still freaking out over little invisible things that you can't see? I mean, seriously, are you still believing that chemicals
right.
are going to make the change in your body when so much of what's out there is psychosomatic? I mean, why else do you think? Oh, and by the way,
yeah.
I was going to make a blind. She blinded me with science thing. Somebody did it. Somebody beat me to it. And I just got a hold of that, and I stroked it. I haven't put it out yet due to time constraints, but I'm going to. It's on my hard drive, and it's going to explode. I'll probably do my own version because I was going to get all those little quotes like, you know, I am the science, or we own the science, which is my favorite.
Right.
I can't believe somebody
right.
would ever say that. Moving at the speed of
I know.
Science, I think is hilarious. But anyway,
we own
the science,
right?
In.
Classic.
Oh, and somebody just literally telling the world, it's like, so what do we do when we go out there and we look on a search engine and it's not what we told them to put up there? It's like, I don't know. That would make it an honest search engine, wouldn't it? At least for that time being. So I don't know. I miss those days. I miss the days of when search engines actually, I mean, those are
right.
long gone. That was like Alta Vista. That was like Lycos, you know, the one with a retriever. It had a little logo of a retriever. Go get it, Lycos. Those were the days of an actual search engine. You had to be careful what you searched for. You may not have known that other, shall we say, countercultures or something like that. I mean, I'd search the word touchdown because I was looking for maybe there was a football game online because, I was feeling recreational. And, touchdown turned out to be the name of a sex toy for people that I wasn't interested in what they were doing. And I had to learn to put minus, or plus football, something like that, where you can actually put your own parameters in your search. Those days are long, long, long gone. And now
what they're trying to do is blind you. Yeah.
Blind you with the
right.
Go ahead.
I've got a quick question for you. Sort of interject here. I want to ask you, do you think that President Trump will get arrested in the next coming days, weeks, or months per our emergency satellite special broadcast from Monday night?
I believe, yes, they're going to have to. You're the one that first came up with the idea of let's make it old school and take his whole family out, too.
Yes.
They didn't do that with Alex.
No one's saying that but me. Yeah, no one's saying that but me. To me, it would be like the Romanovs. They would arrest the entire family because they cannot – the deep state has said that they do not want any Trumps to ever, ever, ever become president again. His two sons could run for president. His daughter, Ivanka, is very popular. She could run for president. To me, they would have to go for all in all. We hope this never happens. But I can see them in a desperate mode where they might go for it. God forbid.
Well, I see them in a desperate mode anyway. They put out the movie 2000 Mules and exposed them. And
right.
Nobody can tell them. I could just see some left-wing loser trying to imagine that that's out there going, saying, well, that's all fake science or that's all edited video or whatever that might be. And the answer is yes, but unfortunately they were real video cameras that were installed, that type of thing. That was real cell phone data that was, spent $12 million to buy it. You can't say that that wasn't real. And so there's the Anthony, This Is Anthony Fauci movie is now out and you can watch it for free. I've seen the 20-minute trailer. I didn't go to the expense of giving away any of my email addresses for that yet, but I know it's out there and you can watch it if you're that interested. But the very, very first quote that they put out there on the trailer was good enough for me. I didn't need the rest of the movie. Anthony Fauci comes out and he literally says that many people see the medical community as an authority. And so when you mess with authority, you're messing with science. And I'm going like, that's the most ridiculous logic I've ever heard in my life. What a megalomaniac.
He is totally.
I am authority. Yeah, he's literally saying
right.
You mess with any authority, you're messing with me. And I am
that's
a scientist.
Right.
It's like, you're none of the above. You're not an authority. And in fact, the CDC got together to get today. They had those 15 members. Now, remember, they've replaced a bunch of them. So on the website, I noticed today, I looked at them because I wanted to know, who are these losers? And all of them have been promoting vaccines, which on this show, I've been unpromoting vaccines for the entirety of it. And these 15 people absolutely have been sucking gravy for a long time. And whenever they say no to whatever the CDC wants next, they get fired and somebody else takes their place. And so it makes it look like they're rotating people because of interest. It's the exact opposite. And so 15 to nothing, they just voted to put the vaccine for children on, quote unquote, the schedule. They're not going to tell you what that really means, but now they're going to try and use that as leverage to have kids in public school be forced to take an injection just so they can be indoctrinated further. Now, I believe this is my God's calling at this point. God has me still in schools because he wants me here in the transition to say, if they try to make this happen here, we're going to have to take a stand. We cannot let some stupid schedule by 15 losers, turn around and say, well, we're not actually a government agency, but we're going to actually work together with, for example, the School Board Losers of America. They have an organization, those, you know, school board people, whatever.
Love that.
Total fat.
School Board Losers of America, front and center. You're all fired.
I mean, come on. Schools need principals and janitors and lunch ladies and, you know, and teachers, but they don't need districts. They don't need these outside influencers. We could just cut them off tomorrow and save the money. Of course, Biden will send it to Ukraine, but hey, at least we'd have better schools. Anyway, so that's
right.
going to be happening. And I'm going on that front line, I can tell you right now. I'm going to have to, you know, find a way to, well, I've been showing the teachers what we've been talking about at the beginning of this particular segment, the science. I've been showing them the trees, and it's converted two or three of them. They're going like, oh, my God, I didn't realize that. It's like, you know all this stuff. You learned it in college. And they're going like, yeah, but. I said, yeah, but it's really happening now, and it's happening against your wishes. It's happening within your government. It's happening by, you know, NGOs, that the government's letting this happen and then looking the other way because that makes it somehow legal. Well, it doesn't make it any less immoral. So there it is, you know, prima facie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to show people these things. I have to tell people about these things. And by doing so, we're pulling the pants down.
Loser. Right.
Yes. We're pulling the pants down of all these terrible things that are going on as they try to, as you say, go all in. They're going to violate the courts of law. They're going to violate the Congress. They're going to violate the DOJ. They're going to do everything they can to try and usurp what used to be, you know, codes of law, you know, codes of jurisprudence, codes of scientific expectations, right? You know, things were supposed to be written down as common law and precursors to future science. They could just be theories or they could be somewhat proven facts. Now that's all diluted, every last drop of it all. And it's up to us now to say, you know what? You guys created this chaos. It's your bed. We're going to leave you laying in it. We're going to talk about you, pull your pants down in public, so to speak, and force you to realize that you cannot make, you know, what's educated left of this populace is going to stand up and say no and show to them you can take some of the people, fool some of the people some of the time, I guess is the term, but you're not taking us. We're the ones you can't fool any of the time. You're too stupid.
Right.
You've been leading too long for no reason. You're supposed to be ahead of the game. Instead, you invested in somebody else to do your work for you. These third-party technologies, these third-party NGOs, these third-party hidden people. You're training strange people. Sweden's going to be the first European country taking on Sharia law. I mean, you got to give me. You got to be kidding. And so you're going to
know
all that, and we're going to watch, and we're going to comment. And if, as long as we have a social media left, which I don't believe we do, I don't use it, I'm going to use shows like this one. I'm going to use my own camera. I'm going to use my own, you know, I'm known in my community. And I'm not afraid to talk about things like the subjects in this segment because they're using it against you. And the best,
I know we have a platform where we can do that.
Well, we can't turn around.
Yeah, the platform is there.
Or tell the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't tell the sheriff to stop, you know, being told to look the other way. You literally just have to talk.
Right.
Like, if you do this, and that's exactly what you said about the potential Trump arrests. If you do this, we told you so. We told you we were going to do it. We told you we're so desperate you'd do it anyway. If we could, we'd slam the cookie jar on your grubby little hands. But I don't have access to the cookie jar. So we're just going to talk about it and say, you know what? In the middle of the night, I can hear that thing lift. I can hear you.
I can too. And if it goes down, God forbid, don't forget, you heard it here at the tip of the spear, the Von Wien Show. Irish, thank you so much, man, for calling the show. Great call tonight. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. We get Lincoln on next here in a minute from Flyover Country. And a great call tonight. Everyone's got some really good points. Well, Dr. Fauci says regarding the COVID school shutdowns, he had nothing to do with it. Judas Fauci denied he had anything to do with it for his 30 pieces of silver. Now, in Russia-Ukraine news, you can't go to war on the cheap and try to save money later for infrastructure projects. Putin is learning this now. It's a much more costly mistake in the long run regarding blood and treasure. And in Russia, they are figuring that out. They were trying to get Ukraine for cheap. It doesn't work that way in war because sometimes the enemy shoots back at you. Vladimir Putin and Russia declares martial law in four new regions, plus Putin puts all of Russia on a war footing and war readiness alert. The prelude to real war, perhaps, and the flash intel tonight of Russia is that the lower house of the Russian legislature, called the Duma, for the first time this past week, went into secret session. Live TV coverage, similar to C-SPAN in the USA, was ordered to shut off all cameras and to leave the chamber. And you know they were talking about the nuclear threat, the war in Ukraine, and a lot of other information I'm sure they had brought about. It's not smart to put America on the edge of the blade, so to speak, in the world, and to put our collective asses out there in the Western nations and to taunt the Soviet bear to strike or to get mad or to box into a corner. Dumb move. Not a smart move. Well, I get why they're doing it. They feel they can get away with it, but they really can't. Because history has a way of upsetting the best laid plans. Never forget that. Now, getting to our Trump and our race, creed, culture segment tonight. I have a rhetorical question for you, America. Everyone is allowed to take pride in their race in this country and their heritage and their culture, except white European people. If you're brown or black, or if you're LGBTQ squared, whatever, if you're gay, if you're a minority of any kind, if you're Jewish, if you're Puerto Rican, for God's sakes, maybe you're Chinese, maybe you're a Chinese spy in L.A., who the hell knows? But they encourage you to take pride in your race, color, heritage, creed. If you're a white person, you're persona non grata the minute you show up. And you know that is true. It's the way it is now. Unbelievable. Well, we'll get Lincoln on. We'll talk about that and everything else. get Lincoln on. Lincoln, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the Von Wien Show, man. Long time no hear. How are you doing?
What's going on, brother? How you doing tonight, man? You know I had to call in tonight, man, based on your show.
Oh, yeah. Totally cool, man. Call any time. What are your thoughts tonight? The floor is yours.
Well, I just want to – I wasn't even planning on calling tonight, honestly. I was just pestering your chat room there. But I just had to call in with this one, man. You know, you're good with history. I'm pretty good with history. You're good with politics. I'm pretty good with politics, you know, at least for the last 30-40 years anyway, whatnot. But, you know, I'm just seeing it constantly. And let's cover this. Surely between a really good historical person like you and a fairly good historical person like me and a very good political person like you and a kind of good political person like me, I just want to get this out there, like, in response to an earlier call. Can you tell me one single policy that Joe Biden and Adolf Hitler have in common?
None.
Where they agree on something?
I can't think of anything, no.
I mean, I constantly hear, and I hear it in these cutard chats on Telegram. I see it in conservative gab channels. Biden's Hitler. Biden is Hitler. Hitler's Biden. Biden, Hitler will be proud of Biden. I can't think of one fucking thing that the two have in common, or even I can think of 100 things they're polar opposite on, but I can't think of one thing they have in common.
I can't either. There isn't anything that people loved. Hitler is one of those terms. They've actually done a study on this, Lincoln, at Harvard and Princeton, where all political conversations at some point resort to calling your opponent Hitler. They've done studies on this, and it's true. Hitler is brought up like crazy. Stalin is not brought up as much, nor is Mao Zedong, nor is Fidel Castro, nor is Trudeau of Canada, or Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Hitler is just ingrained in people's consciousness, man. And they use him for every scapegoat under the sun. Hitler did it. You look like Hitler. You talk like Hitler. On and on it goes.
I mean, it can be anything. It can be if there's a freaking hurricane. If there's a hurricane tomorrow, they're gonna be like, oh, it's just like Hitler. If there was like a, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything. Well, just like Hitler. The people that use that phrase don't know a fucking thing about Adolf Hitler. And I always say I don't talk about changing car engines. You know why? Because I don't know anything about changing car engines. So if someone doesn't know a goddamn thing about history, they shouldn't talk about history.
Well, can you imagine, right, can you imagine Hurricane Hitler coming at you? They would accuse Hurricane Hitler of attacking the Jewish settlements. I am telling you, they will accuse it of being anti-Semitic hurricane, and it hit the Jewish settlements of Florida and all the condos owned by the Jewish New Yorkers. They will accuse a hurricane of being anti-Semitic and targeting. It was targeting those poor, helpless New York Jews that came down for the winter or the summer. I can hear it now. Crazy. I know. Crazy. But, you know, that's one name that will never be used by the National Weather Service because I looked it up. There will never be a Hurricane Hitler. There are some names they will never use. That's one of them.
You know, that's actually, you're talking about the anti-Semitic. That's actually a funny thing that we had going in my Telegram chat. We had a funny thread going on that. We got the idea because it was on Gab. It started on Telegram and it spilled over to Gab and then ended up back in Telegram again, which is just people posting lots of jokes. And it was really funny. It kept going and going and going, and it was hilarious. It was all things like I don't I don't pull up to the ATM and look around to make sure there's no anti-Semites around before I get out of my car.
You guys should do one on Hurricane Hitler. That'd be hilarious. Watch out if you live in Florida. The National Weather Service said the next named hurricane, Hurricane Hitler. He'll come out wearing the armband and everything. It's going to happen.
I just see that, man. I've been seeing that for like a week straight. I've been seeing that in like every conservative chat that I see. Like just,
I know.
For the last week, it's like all these conservative chats are just like, Biden is Hitler. Hitler is Biden. Biden is Hitler. Hitler be proud of Biden. And they're like, you can't name one single policy that they would even remotely agree on. They're polar opposites in every single way.
They are. They are. Because most of the people in those chat rooms they're well-meaning, but they're politically ignorant. They do not understand these political systems. Hitler, you know, brought in fascism, which worked well in Germany. And, you know, Mussolini had it in Italy, of course. Franco had it in Spain. And in many parts of Europe, they were used to fascism as a source of government, right? Biden is not a fascist. And Hitler would have nothing to do with that moron Biden. He would probably lock him up and send him to a camp, to be honest. He would have nothing to do with Biden. They're a degenerate family. Their son smokes crack. All kinds of degenerate videos on his laptop. Hitler would have nothing to do with that guy or that entire family. That Biden crime family actually would be locked up. You know? He wouldn't tolerate them. Only in America do we tolerate this crap.
Well,
tolerance.
Not just America. I mean, it's going all across it. Well, basically every white nation on the planet now is going through this crap.
Well, it's true. But I mean, we just love tolerating this stuff. And you're right. We export this stuff to all these other countries. We export this crap of equity, inclusion, diversity, tolerance. Hollywood movies.
I mean, isn't like our biggest export to this
degeneracy.
Thing? I mean, since we no longer export energy, we no longer export oil or energy, things like that. Our biggest export right now is just faggotry. We just export faggotry. That's what we do. We export LGBTQ, BLM, faggotry. That's our biggest export now.
We do. We do it all over the world. America exports faggotry all over the world. It's a fact. It is. And then we wonder why they don't like us. Well, it takes a Sherlock Holmes to figure that one out.
Thing that just started under Biden.
Yep. Biden is Hitler. God. Well, what they mean is he's bad. Because they equate, you know, of course, in history – I always tell people Hitler was no Boy Scout. But if you're looking for a death count and a body count, go to Stalin. Go to Mao Zedong. If you want the biggest body count of them all, Stalin, the butcher of Eastern Europe, killed in his career about 100 million people. He makes Hitler look like a little schoolboy learning the ropes. But they always say Hitler was the biggest mass murderer of all time. I'm not taking – it gets ridiculous after a while. And if you bring up Stalin or Mao Zedong, our schools don't teach those names anymore on purpose. And that's why the people in the chat rooms, just assuming they're – below age 40, they don't even know who those people are. But they all know Hitler. Our public schools made it very clear that the kids would learn about Hitler, not communist dictators. And that's why they always bring them up. It's indoctrination. It's their program.
Not only do they learn, they don't even learn about Hitler. They learn just to be blunt, they learn a false, fake, bullshit Jewish narrative of Hitler. Not even a real, or not even an unbiased view of him. They take the most biased view on the planet and teach that.
That's right. And they call that history. Right, right. They definitely do, man. And, there's so much World War II terrible history that's out there that they keep pushing. We could talk for hours about that, but the schools are not going to teach you, if you're listening to the show. I've told the kids time and time again, you got to do your own research. Do your own studies, because your professors, your teachers are Democrats. They don't want you to learn anything more than what they teach you. Remember that. They call themselves a teacher, and they want to have control over the information. They don't like self-study. They don't like it when you research things on your own. You're off the reservation. You're studying things that you shouldn't, they would say. That's what they used to tell me. I saw the tail end of the good, great America and the new America, the Generation X. I saw that. And I said, thank God I'm getting out of the public school system now with my brain intact, you know? But the new kids, you got to learn on your own. Don't ever rely on a teacher to teach you anything. They're only there to indoctrinate you to the liberal agenda.
Absolutely, 100%. Hey,
they want to indoctrinate you into Democrat Marxism. Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
man.
I'm not going to harp on that, man. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things there, because there were some things said on your show earlier, and I wanted to clarify that you could not ask for more two polar opposite people than Joe Biden and Adolf Hitler. They're literally polar opposites, so stop comparing the two guys
to each
other. But on a completely different thing, someone was talking about this in my channel. I've been seeing all kinds of videos of things going on in Europe the last couple of days. The 12-year-old girl in France, Lola, did you see that?
Yep. Got her throat slit by the Algerians. Mm-hmm. Yep. Murdered.
Yeah, they arrested five of them. It was actually women. I couldn't believe it was mostly women that were arrested for that, which surprised me. I didn't know that, but fortunately, there's a couple girls in my Telegram chat from France, and they've been sharing a lot of information about that, and I've been seeing videos, and, I mean, it's
wow.
A powder keg. We might get, like, the Yellow Jackets 2.0 over this thing. I mean, they're really going apeshit over there with this whole Lola thing. I mean, they're plastering the banners everywhere. They're marching in the streets with pictures of her face. They're plastering banners and signs everywhere, like, demanding these immigrants to get the fuck out of their country, go back to your homeland,
right.
Because, you know, France is for the French. I mean, they're up in arms.
Yes.
And I even saw Stefano was even sharing some things about they're doing this in Italy as well now. Italy is, like, all up in arms with this. Remember Lola and plastering things all over with banners and marching through the streets. I mean,
good.
You're talking thousands and thousands of people taken to the streets. Just in an uproar about this, about enough is enough. These fucking people don't belong in our countries. Get out of here.
That's right. Get out. Out. They don't have no business being over there.
12-year-old girl being savaged and raped and brutally murdered. Her head damn near cut off. It's sad that it takes that to open white people's eyes, but it's been going on for decades in our countries, and everyone sits and watches football.
That's right. That's right. Well, they need to get mad over in Europe. They need to explode. They need to get mad over in this country. Enough's enough. We have, you know, they need to take to the streets. They need to expand that and ramp it up over in France and Italy. They really do. And, this idea of turning the other cheek doesn't work. Those people over there that live in France, all the mongrels, the third world, all the migrants have no business being in France. same for Italy, same for Germany, same for all of Europe, all of Canada, all of America. All right, same for this country. No business being over there. I hope they do explode over there. That's what they need.
Yeah.
That is actually a good thing. It's healthy. Now, people will say, well, how can you say that? I'll tell you why. Everyone has eaten something bad before. And what do? Your body rejects it. Your body throws up. It rejects the poison. The poisonous food, right? It feels compelled to reject it. Same thing with countries. They need to reject this invasion, reject this crap coming in. Because the leader there, they're going to keep doing it until the people rise up and mean business. And that's just the way it is. I've always said the world hasn't had a reckoning for a long time. Go ahead.
And that poison you're talking about that we need to reject is just bullshit. Diversity is our strength. Diversity has never been a strength ever. And the other one is, not only is diversity not our strength, but this other bullshit line I hear all the time, like, well, we all bleed red. Okay, well, my German Shepherd bleeds red. Well, that doesn't make us the same.
That's right. That's right.
I hate that line. We all bleed red. A freaking possum bleeds red. That doesn't make us the same. You know, and like, well, they're born
That's
there.
Right.
Well, I don't care if they're born there. If a mouse is born in a barn, that doesn't make him a horse. I mean, it.
Right. Yeah. In fact, that was in some notes here. Well, this girl Lola in France. She's the 12th girl murdered by migrants in France this year.
They also had young girls
murdered in Ireland. And these things will become more frequent as our borders just will remain open. We're going to have more and more of this stuff. Hate to say it.
Well, the people I talk to in France, they say that that's out there, that it's the 12th one, but that's only because it's the 12th one that's actually reported, because the crime was so heinous that they couldn't really cover it up. That this shit goes on every day, it just doesn't get reported, but this one was so heinous that they couldn't cover this one up. But it goes on every day.
Every day, I agree. It does. It does. And it needs to stop. And look, the people need to hit the streets over there. They do. It's time.
Like that British girl, Ebba Auckland. Remember the name Ebba Auckland?
Yep.
Like she was cut into pieces, like literally cut into pieces in the middle of the street by some fucking Somalian that shouldn't even be in England. You know?
That's right. I remember that. Yep.
What is enough? I'm tired of seeing that shit. It's disgusting. We're not the same. We don't belong together. God put Africans in Africa and whites in Europe, and we were all spread out in the beginning for a reason. We don't belong
That's
together.
Right. That's right. Enough of this melting pot crap. This mishmash, this hodgepodge of a nation. This inclusion of people who hate you. This inclusion of people who don't really belong to your nation. And trying to shove them in and make you tolerate their bullshit and their crimes and their murders against your fellow countrymen, fellow white people.
What's that famous
your family, your friends.
About the definition of what's that? So I can't remember it right now off the top of my head. You probably know it. What's that definition of idiocy, which is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result or something like that?
Yeah,
I forgot exactly how the quote goes.
Right. The mark of an insane person is to keep doing the same thing over and over again, but you expect a different result.
that's what the Western countries are doing.
We're doing the same thing over and over again. We're allowing them in. More and more boats are coming in. Great. Come in. And the crime keeps rising. And we know it's related to a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it is related to migrant violence. And we expect different results every year, and they don't. The results don't change. They just get worse over time, you know? But that's it.
Well, a lot of violence we're living in America isn't – a lot of the violence in America, if we're just going to call a spade and be honest, you know, saying the word migrant is kind of a watered-down word because in our country, in America, it's not necessarily migrants per se committing all – well, depending on your term of the word migrant, your how you define that word, it's not migrants – committing all the vast majority crime in this country. It's blacks who are born in this country committing the overwhelming majority of crime.
That's true, because the black on white violence in this country is off the charts. And you're right, it's the domestic, but I'm saying what I'm saying is you take the domestic blacks that are born here that are attacking whitey along with the migrants who are causing a lot of crime in Texas and Arizona, everywhere they land. And those two factors are about probably, in my view, 2/3 to 80% of all the crime being committed. So it's a big chunk, at the very least. A big chunk. 2/3 at least. So
minimum 2/3.
I don't pussyfoot around. Yeah, minimum 2/3, I agree. We don't pussyfoot around on my show. That is, everyone knows that is true. Everyone sees it. And it's the state of America, man. That's why I tell people to get ready. I know you guys are. You guys train, get physically fit, buy ammunition, because at some point, this is going to blow up in our face. No country, again, has ever peacefully taking in millions of people, keyword, peacefully, and done well and existed. Name me one country ever in history when these things happen, they always result in major wars and civil wars and civil unrest. Even Rome had a problem with it towards the end.
I saw this. Mm-hmm. I saw this good video in my Telegram chat. It was kind of a white pill. It was actually in Ireland. There was a group of like Somalian Nigerian kids. I guess they stole some Irish kid. He looked like he was maybe 10-12 years old. But it's one of the migrants stole his phone. And there was a group of maybe like, I don't know, 5-6 Somalians, Nigerians, whatever. They're Africans, clearly. But this group of Irish kids, like they get on their bicycles and they'll go over there, a big group of them, like 10 of them. And they just kicked the shit out of these migrants. And this one kid is even like, welcome to Ireland. And they kick the shit out of these blacks and take the phone back and give the phone back to the kid that had his phone stolen. It was great. I loved it. I watched it like 8 times.
Welcome to Ireland. Now give us that phone back or else. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to come to that and more. Lincoln, thanks so much, man. I appreciate your call, man, and our good conversation tonight as always, brother. Hell for victory, man. We'll talk to you again soon. You know it.
Well, have a good night, Vic. Have a good night, brother. Hell victory.
You bet. Thank you, brother. Hell victory. Lincoln from Flyover Country there. Yeah, really good points about this mongrel immigration. It's got no business in these Western countries. But these people are over here, and like I tell people, unfortunately right now, we're stuck with them. We're stuck with all this people that just, they come over here, they don't like our country. A lot of them bitch and moan. Never enough government money for them. They don't want to assimilate. They bitch and moan on TV all the time. And I'm sick of it. Really sick of them. Look, America's always had an unofficial guest worker policy. I get it. And I tell people, don't beat yourself up. These things happened way before any of us were born. America brought in, if you started in 1900, which is when we became like an official world power before World War One. We brought in wave after wave of immigrations from Eastern Europe, a lot of people, and then we brought in them from all over the world, and we never really fixed our border back in – why wasn't our border fixed in 1940, 1950? Here it is, 2022, and we're still talking about our border, and we've been a country for almost, you know, over 250 years, approximately. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Other countries have real borders. The mark of a real nation is your border. In the legal flow, if you will, we don't need any more legal immigration. We don't need any more illegal immigration. We need massive deportations. I've always said that. But right now we're stuck with millions and millions of people that are only gaining more in strength. You know, I told a guy the other day, you could have 5 or 10 kids, it wouldn't make a dent in the immigration. Though they should, you know, we encourage that on my show. But my point is that they're bringing in so many illegal people that you could have 5 or 10 kids and we wouldn't outnumber them. The way the demographics are going, these groups are just going to be getting more and more numbers in our towns and cities and more militant over time. When they reach critical mass, which is over 51% of the population of your town or city, watch out, America. Watch out. And they're going to be 51% of the majority of America's towns and cities by 2040, 2050. It's going to explode, I think. Probably around 2030 is when we're going to see a big shoe drop on the demographic numbers. Because if you notice, they're not really encouraging Europeans to move to America or Canadians or white Australians. Towards the third world, over and over again. We see what they're doing. We know what they're doing. It is a form of genocide. It is a form of anti-Americanism, if you will. People in charge of our so-called border are traitors to the U.S. Constitution, the way this country was founded. They're traitors to all of you, and they know it. But they have an agenda, an axe to grind. So that's why I tell you, we can't control what they're doing, but you can control your own little micro world. Be prepared at all costs. Been a great show tonight. A lot of good calls. We can talk for hours with many of our great radio show guests. A lot of good points tonight we had brought up. We'll see what happens this week and next. Signing off from my mountain stronghold. Thank you all for being here tonight. We wish for a better country and a better nation, better leaders. And we just hope that in the future that this country will be better than it was under our installed President Biden. Put it that way. Take care, America. We'll talk soon.
Era's coming. Era's coming. What's gonna hurt your heart, your loving heart? Era's coming. Save our broken heart.